up into it, and each chatzar has to have two houses. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says no. Afilu bayis echod v'chatzar achas. Even if you only have one chatzar opening up on one side and just one house on the other side, Shmuel says you don't need two chatzarim. It's just two houses like open up. V'yav yechon Amar Afilu churba. Even if on one side it's only a churba, means a haunted house, a house that was caved in already. So Maisa, right now nobody's living there. Still, it's called a movi. Did Rabbi Yechon say even if you just have a path to walk through the krum, through the vineyards, it'll also be good? Rabbi Yechon only said it when you had a house there, even though now it's haunted, nobody's living there, but I'll call upon him, it's a house. If somebody wanted, it's not that the house caved in, it's just nobody's living there right now. So if somebody wanted to move in, they could move in. So that's also called a movi. If you have one house, if you have like one chatzar opening up, and in the chatzar there are at least two houses there, and then on the other side there's another churba opening up, according to Rabbi Yechon, that's also enough to give an ingredient to make a movi out of here. So Rashi, bayis echad chatzar achas, bayis plei chatzar chatzar shabayis echad psuach loy. One chatzar and one house. Afilu churba mikan, even Rabbi Yechon is a bigger chiddush. Even if it's only an empty house. The chatzar mikan, the ain chatzar blei bayis. Every chatzar has a house, that's enough. So, according to Rabbi Yechon, if you're not living there, maybe a filu shvil shakrovim psuach lamavi mikan the kana is also. And that the Gemara says no. It has to be roy to live there. And it's time a path through the vineyards, nobody can live there. That's not called a mavi. Right. The chazal is loy. Omer afune bar chinenor. The yoz the Rabbi Yechon time. You should know Rabbi Yechon has to go according to his time. No, Amar Rafuna Bar Chinano V'yoz the Rabbi Yechon the time. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his time. The Tanan we learned Amar Rabbi Shimon Echod Gagois V'yechod Karfifois V'yechod Chatzerois Rishus Achasein Lekelim Sheshifton Latoichon. That's the halacha we hold that on Shabbos, if you have a gag means the roof of the houses, and a Karfifois means an open a big park that's less than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. It has a mechitz around. It's called Rishus Yochid. You want to carry from one chatzur into another chatzur, that's also mutter to carry. Abi the kelim at the beginning of Shabbos were in the chatzur, or in the gag, or in the karfif. Then it's considered one rishus. It's not called two different rishuyis. Since it's not a base deer and nobody lives there, it's only like a gag, or a chatzur, or a karfif, it's called one rishus for Shabbos. You're allowed to carry from one rishus to another rishus, if they're all rishus to yochid, you're not carrying through a kamos or rishus to rabin, just even without the rule of chatzurus is mutter. But if you have a keli, a chair, that at the beginning of Shabbat was in your house, now, let's say the Bala Bosa made an Aruba Chatzeris, he's allowed to carry out his chair into his Chatzer. But at the beginning of Shabbat, where the chair started out with, in your house, now this chair is not allowed to be carried into another Chatzer, into another Gag. Hey, since the chair at the beginning of Shabbat started out in one house, in your house, it could only go where your Erev is not to you. It could only go into your Chatzer. But to carry it into the next chotzer, that's already osur. Hey, it's only if the chair at the beginning of Shabbat started out in one chotzer, you're allowed to carry it from this chotzer to the next chotzer, to the roof, to the park. Abi the roller was just a yachid you carry. Hey, there's no din chaluki rishuyis by the chatzeris. Only something started out in your house like miyuchid to you, so you carry it from your house into another chotzer, that's osur mid rabbonin. Yeah. The Yom Rav, Rav says, Allah Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. But he also says, "V'hu shle irvu." We're talking about that the Bala Boss did not make an Aruba Chatzeris. So therefore, the Bala Boss himself was not allowed to carry out a chair from his house into the Chatzer. So in such a case, now he passed like Reb Shimon, that if you have a chair ready in the Chatzer, where the chair come from, the Echelcher was there at the beginning of Shabbos. So mainly, you're allowed to carry this chair now from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, to roof into a carfe. There's no Gzeris. I will irvu, but let's say one Bala Boss had an Aruba Chatzeris. That he's allowed to carry out the chair of his house into his chotzer. Then we say gazrinan. Then we make exeris that you're not allowed to carry any chair at all from this chotzer into the next chotzer. Even a chair that was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. Because there's exeris. Dilma osa lafuke mani debatim lechotzer. Because since this balabos has the rule of chotzeris, he's allowed to carry out now on Shabbos from his chotzer into the, from his house into the chotzer, he could carry out on Shabbos. If you can tell me now that he's allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, there's a gzeirah. that maybe you'll make a mistake, and you won't just carry a chair that was in the chutzar from one chutzar to another chutzar. You also carry out the chair that was in your house. You have a right to take it into your chutzar. And once you're oisik and carry from a chutzar to another chutzar to the roof, we're afraid you go and carry your chair from your house into the chutzar also. So there we make a gzeira. So it's only mutter to carry from one chutzar to another chutzar if there's no erev chatzeres, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chutzar. But once you carry out from your house into the chutzar, then it's tak osir. Of a Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Bein irvu or bein la irvu. We don't make any gzeiris. Even if the balabos made his own eruv chatzeres, that the balabos is allowed to carry out from his house into the chutzar, so true. That shear that started out in his house at the beginning of Shabbos, he's not allowed to carry now further into another chutzar or into another roof. That shear, no. But the other shears that at the beginning of Shabbos were in the chutzar, even he is allowed to carry it from one chutzar to another chutzar to a gag, we don't make any gzeiris. That's what Shmuel said. V'chein amar Reb Yechanan halachat Reb Shimon. And the same thing Reb Yechanan also passed on Reb Shimon. That what? Bein irvu or bein lo irvu. Whether they made an eruv chatzeres, whether they did not make an eruv chatzeres, still, any kli that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in a chutzar, you're allowed to carry it now from one chutzar to another chutzar, to a gag, to a karfiv, even without an eruv chatzeres. Because they're all considered like one rishus ha-yochid, and there's nothing wrong carrying from one rishus ha-yochid. So Alma, what do we see Pshat Reb Yechanan is, that loy gazrin and dilma asa lafuke mani debatim lechotzer. We don't make a gzera that even though the balabas has an eruv chatzeres, so he could carry out his chair into his chutzar, we're not afraid that we'll take that chair further and carry it out into another chutzar. It is hochinami, the same gzera, the same shot as Bayof Be'ar Reb Yechanan also. Loy gazrinin dilma asa lafuke mani dechotzer lechurba. So we don't make the gzera, maybe you carry out the keli from your chutzar into the churba. It's even though the churba is a different reshus, we don't make the gzera, you won't carry out from one into the other. What does Rashi say? Derech movi. We're not afraid to carry out your keli into the movi, into the next churba. Farei reshus acherisi. You should know the churba, this reshus really belongs to somebody else. Sheyesh lo bainim. Somebody owns that house. Just he's not living there right now. Over mavi lo nishtatfu. The person living in that churba, he did not make a shufa mivoyish right now. Because he's not living here right now. So he owns the house, but lamais is not living there. So avadis, to put himself into the shufa mivoyish avadir he didn't do. Sherei eino oiseris. He does an aser. Kiratanya liyab apparently learned before in a perkim. Eino oiser elo mokim dira. Only in the place where you live mamish bavad. Dino mokim pizza mokim lina. The machlokes was either where you eat or else where you sleep. That's the only thing that asked. But I call upon him, this person did not make a shtufa mevoyis. Even though he did not make a shtufa mevoyis, still we say you're allowed to carry out from the keli, you're allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. And we don't make a gzer, you carry into the churba. So this is Rabbi Yechanan Lishitosei that doesn't make a gzer, you carry out from one into the other. The Moravite, Yosef Rabrunya was sitting. He said over this halacha. Omale Reb Loza Bar Bei Rav. So Reb Loza Bar Rav said over. Omar Shmuel Hochi. Is it true that Shmuel said like this? Did Shmuel really say this halacha? The what? That a movi has a shem movi even without two batim opening up into one chotzer and two chaserim into the movi. The Shmuel before said was afilo bayis techot v'chotzerachas. Even if you only have one chotzer opening up into the movi on one side and one bayis on the other side, that's also good. So yes, the Vakasha did Shmuel say like this, like Rashi says, Lo Shmai Tetor, to Yomar Shmuel Yel Afilu Bayis V'Chotzer. It's enough, even just one bayis in the chotzer. Omar Le'in, he said yes, it's like a true Shmuel said this halacha. Omar Le'in, so he said to him, Avizay Ach V'Lu Yishpiza. Show me where Shmuel lives. Where's the inn that he lives? So Rashi the Ezel V'Yishalu L'Shmuel. He wanted to go where Shmuel himself. He didn't trust that Shmuel. He couldn't believe that Shmuel said this halacha. So he went to ask him, where does Shmuel live? Is also so Achvile, he showed him. Also the came with the Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel. So it's Reb Lezer Bar Bei Rav came in front of Shmuel. Omalei, Omar Marochi, he asked Shmuel, did you talk to say like this? That a Movi is Huta with a Lechi Bekeira, even though there's only one Chatzar opening up and one Bais? Omalei in, Shmuel answered back, yes. I, so yes, the Kashi, Vomahu the Yomar, are you Shmuel, Gufa said, told us a cloud. That ain't lanu the erevin elikoloshim mishnah seinu. In nuchas erevin, we only go boss to the exact lush in what it says in our mishnah. Now in the mishnah it says, shahamovi lechatzeroy is kichotzalabatim. That
that a movui is to the chotzer, a chotzer is to the movui, like a bias is to the chotzer. So it's mashmuat, Rashi shah movui lechatzerois, the akina lishna de chatzerois le chotzer. Mashmu, you have to have chatzerois, you have to have at least two chotzers opening up into the bias. It's not enough just one. So b'zelo kurudi is a kasha? So Gemara ishtik. So Shmuel kept quiet. Ishtik, he kept quiet. So the Gemara, kibli minei or le kibli minei? Is the pshat that Shmuel kept quiet, that Shmuel was moided to him, that ein echanam yitaka right, that a movi only has a shame movi, and it only has its heter of alechi v'koyri if it has two chatzerim opening up into it? Or no, maybe he wasn't mekabel, just kept quiet, he didn't want to argue back. But Shmuel was not masking, that's the shayla. So Drashi, kibli minei, Shmuel v'hodebe le gabi rabbi loy, was Shmuel chayzer and holds now like rabbi, yitaka need two chatzerim, opening up into the movi, or maybe no, Shmuel still holds his klal, it's enough one chotzer and one bayis. Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you a raya. Tihu muvoy, there was a movi, that vidayebe Avas bar iyu, that Avas bar iyu lived there. Ovid le lechayo, so he made a lechi for his movi. There was a movi that dayebe Avas bar iyu, name of a person, he lived there. And ovid le lechi, vaystois, and vishaya le Shmuel, Shmuel holds true, it's enough. This movi has the heter with the lechi. So he considered this movi, Behilchas movi, that even though it only has three walls around it, still there's the kula to use the lechi. Now, also,